I'm leaving. Three words carry so much pain when said to a spouse or children. A break occurs in the knot created from wedding vows. It's like an earthquake crack in the ground. The family is no longer the same. Those looking in from the outside often judge, point fingers with few supporting and helping them during this severing. Children are hurt. No matter what the reason, the couple hurts in this divide. Extended family hurt, friends hurt, relationships change. How can we help those involved, knowing God hates divorce, especially during this season where families are separated, they can't all be united and get together because of the divorce? Well, we need to pray in love, coming alongside, helping each member turn to the Lord for comfort, counsel, and for some, conviction. Let's stop and pray for the children and the couple who've experienced divorce to find restoration, healing, and Jesus as their foundation. Father God, we know that divorce is not something you like. In fact, you hate it. You hate it because of the effects that it has on many people, not just the couple, not just the children, but all the people that knew them as the couple and knew them as that family. You admonish us in Ephesians 6:18 to pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, to be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. So we lift up those that we know in our lives, or maybe even ourselves and family members that we personally know who have experienced divorce. We pray, God, for their healing. We pray for healing to both partners, healing to the children, that the children would not be blamed nor think that they were the cause of their parents' divorce. We pray, God, for godly role models for the children as they try to navigate through this new time. We pray for the church to pray for and not judge those involved, that they would experience support from their extended family, that there would be healthy mediation where people look for a common goal and not throwing arrows at each other. We pray the parents would not put each other down in front of the children. And we pray the children would feel valued and each member involved and find purpose, closure, and learn how to navigate in the new. We pray that churches will have programs like Divorce Recovery and other groups that help people restore from this major break. You say in James 5, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And if they've committed sins, they will be forgiven. And then you encourage us to confess our sins to one another, pray for one another that we may be healed, because the prayer of a righteous person is great power as it's working. Father, if there needs to be any confession, we pray that people will go to you and get that right and reconcile with one another. And we pray, God, that people would be rejoice in hope, be patient in this tribulation, but be constant in prayer. May these families be surrounded by prayer, because even you, God, can perform miracles, and you love to do the impossible. In Jesus' name.